This is
Madness.
Beep, beep,
bloop,
beep.
We're doomed.
There
will
be
no
escape
for
the princess
this time.
It's called mashups.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
It's these things that take songs, treat them as material, treat them as like paint on a palette, audio palette. They redefine and rediscover from within the structure of the music itself. Tonight we're doing a mix and mash here on Kill Radio. Experimental dance and pop music, and I guarantee you this will get pretty scary after a while too. Yeah, you know right where you are. Welcome to the Chill Room.
up, it's gonna drive you crazy. Music makes the people come together. Don't think of yesterday and I don't look at the clock. I like to boogie woogie. It's like battle of the wind and it never goes away. Touches everything I'm in, got to have it every day. Music makes the bourgeoisie and the rebel. Music makes the bourgeoisie and the rebel.
I'm here to introduce you to an exciting and wide-ranging musical tapestry brought to you by one
of the amazing.
As you'll find, there's something here for everyone. Everyone from pop fans and classical enthusiasts, for lovers of easy listening, or those that just like my pure nostalgia.
Let's go!
Why?
You see, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of material that has been taken from one context and placed in another. It's kind of fun. So maybe this is, what is it? Optimism. Maybe this is optimism. Maybe there is a future. Look at what we've done with the past. And listening to The Chill Room on Kill Radio. And this is a mix and mash night. All mashups. But there are different kinds of mashups. And it's not all mashups. I mean, a mashup technically is where you take the vocal track of one thing and you place it on an instrumental spine of another and make a new thing out of it. But it isn't just that. As you can already tell, that vitamin B12 had all kinds of samples in out of it. And there are different kinds of things. So let's explore that too on The Chill Room. Isn't this fun, Jason?
More. understand that I want to be the man. But things know it's getting too hard, and I think I'll start to have my own fun. Oh, baby, it's plain to see that you're qualified to fulfill your needs. You think you're pulling over on me, but honey, baby, just you wait and see. And we sing, oh, oh, I'm just trying to say, oh, oh, for her. Oh, oh, this time say, oh, oh, for her. Oh, oh, this time say, oh, oh, we'll be right back.
Okay. Now, there are several artists who do this the best. There's Mark Vidler, who I write to occasionally, and he always is very prompt in response. He's very friendly, good guy. Over in England, he's probably the most famous for doing it. Pieces of his, like Rapture Rider, mixing The Rapture by Blondie with Riders on the Storm by The Doors. That's, you hear that on regular radio. Now, the thing is that most of these things are available only on MP3s. So they're given away on the internet. You don't have to pay for them. You can just go and download them and play them yourself. In actual fact, the artist, Mark or DeSico, DJ DeSico from Los Angeles here, I'd like to see him in person, though he's around, you know. Also Miso, John Oswald, Pajmasta, Vitamin B12, Holger Hiller. These people are, when they take copyrighted music and fuck with it like they do, they are technically breaking copyright law because they're using something they don't have permission to use. So that is illegal. But when they post it on the internet for free, when I download it and when we at Kill Radio play it, because we didn't pay any money and the artist is not being remunerated for this, it's legal. It's okay for me to play it. It's okay for a radio station to play Rapture Rider. Though I've talked to a member of Blondie who thinks it's great, his guitar solo's in it, and I know John Densmore of The Doors thinks that's terrific. So, I mean, that gets accepted, and that's okay. But the group that gets most of the attention, or at least that I'm drawn to, I don't listen to the hip-hop stuff and all that, is the classic dinosaur band of all, the Beatles. And next up, just for a little while, let's take a look at what the Beatles do. Mark has just posted the Beatleg Boodles piece that he did in 192K, so it's as good as a CD. And so let's listen to that, the whole thing. Yeah, let's listen to the whole thing. This is Go Home Productions and Beatleg Boodles here on Kill Radio.